Alright folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to help you stay sharp, stay grounded, and absolutely crush it in this crazy world we live in. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Like you're a walking, talking open door policy for everyone's problems and demands. Yeah, me too. But guess what? You deserve better. And so does your sanity. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything. Think of it like this: imagine a beautiful, cozy house you've built. You put love, care, and effort into every detail, right? But then everyone starts barging in, uninvited, leaving the mess everywhere and taking your stuff without asking. Not exactly the picture-perfect home you envision, right? Healthy boundaries are like those sturdy walls and that locked front door protecting your space, your energy, and your well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those magnificent boundary barriers. 1. Know thyself. The first step is knowing what you need and value. What drains your energy? What makes you feel resentful or stressed? Think about it like this: if your values were a superhero, what would their special powers be? Once you know your superpowers, your values, you can identify the situations or people that clash with them. Those are potential boundary triggers. 2. Communicate clearly. No more beating around the bush. Be direct and assertive when expressing your needs. Don't be afraid to say no politely but firmly. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter, "I'd like to try something else," right? The same applies to life. 3. Set realistic expectations. We can't control everything, and that's okay. Sometimes, people won't respect your boundaries, or things just happen outside of our control. Focus on what you can control: your reactions, your choices, and how you prioritize your well-being. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. 4. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying some quiet time. Be patient and persistent. Building healthy boundaries takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way, just keep practicing. Remember, it's a continuous journey of learning and growth. Ever find yourself saying yes when you really want to say no? You know that feeling when someone asks for your help and, even though you're swamped, you feel obligated to say yes. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. Saying yes out of obligation can actually lead to resentment, stress, and burnout. Imagine you're at a party where everyone keeps asking you for your opinion on everything: the music, the food, even what shirt someone is wearing. You'd probably feel overwhelmed and exhausted, right? That's what happens when we consistently say yes to things that drain our energy and time. Setting healthy boundaries means being kind to yourself first. It's about prioritizing your own needs and well-being without feeling guilty or selfish. So next time someone asks you for something you don't have the bandwidth for, try saying no with grace and confidence. You can offer an alternative solution: "I can't help with it right now, but maybe I could." Or simply say, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I need to focus on my own priorities at the moment." Remember, folks, boundaries are not walls, they're guidelines. They create space for healthy relationships, personal growth, and a more fulfilling life. By setting those clear limits, you're saying yes to yourself, your values, and your well-being. You've got this. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on the power of setting healthy boundaries in your life. Remember, be kind to yourself, communicate clearly, set realistic expectations, practice self-care, and be patient with yourself along the way. Ready to level up your boundary game? Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. And don't forget to leave a review. It means the world to me, and help spread the Stoic Edge to more people who need it. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.